2009, Thursday night. Okay, now we're getting back into Shemitah. Okay, the general rule is that melachos that are only also midrabbanon on Shemitah, you're allowed to perform them in the field, rabbanon. It's only also midrabbanon. Rabbanon allowed them to be performed in the field, to do them, to prevent misa, to prevent whatever's there from dying, or even from, it's already the pratan of the halachos, from being significantly damaged. It really is based on a Mishnah in Moed Katan. First Mishnah in Moed Katan, you may be familiar with it. Mashkin Beis HaShalchin B'Moed HaVishviyas. You're allowed to water Beis HaShalchin, which needs watering. Beis HaShalchin is a field that needs watering besides the rain. So if you don't water it, it gets ruined, it gets nifsad. The Gemara in Moed Katan, that Beis and Beis asks, but you're not allowed to water on Shvius. So how can you do it? So there's two terutz in there, Abaye and Rava. Abaye answers that Shemitah b'zmanazer is midrabbanan, and therefore, and from Malcolm Hefzit. That's Abaye's answer. Rava's answer is that even if you hold Shemitah b'zmanazer is d'oraisa, but the Torah only asked what it said specifically, toldos are not also midiraisa by Shemitah, and therefore watering is only also midirabonon, and therefore, and my goes were rabonon, but makam hefset. So it's basically like the same teretz, sort of, but they're coming from a different angle. And the question is, like, is there a machlaikas? Why? Because Abaye is being much more makil in a certain sense. Why? Abaye is saying that any melacha, when Shemitah's drabanan, Abaye is saying any melacha, even a diaraisa melacha, but when Shemitah's drabanan, you can do it to prevent hefsid. That's Abaye's teretz. Now, it's very negeya of this manazem. We paskin, you can make a case that there is a significant amount of Rishonim that hold Shemitah b'zmanazer is d'oraisa, but the bottom line psak, Chazanish and many, many others, the bottom line psak l'maisa is that Shemitah b'zmanazer is d'rabbanan. Why Shemitah b'zmanazer is d'rabbanan? There's around three reasons for it. We'll go three reasons now. But that's how we paskin. So the question is, why do we say that you can only do melachos d'rabbanan? According to Abaye, you should be able to do even melachos that are d'oraisa to prevent hefsid, because Shemitah b'zmanazer is d'rabbanan. So there were achronim before it became l'maisa. So there were achronim that held that enochanam, that Rava's modet Abaye. Rava's being more makel than Abaye by saying that even if Shemitah is d'oraisa, but told those are only also midrabbanan and b'makom hefsid legazru. But Rava's moedet Abaye that if Shemitah's d'rabbanan, you can do any melacha to prevent hefsid. That's what some achronim say. If Shemitah's d'oraisa, melacha d'oraisa, you can't do to prevent. Even if it'll die, even if you want hefsid. By the way, is an important point also. It's very hard. It doesn't mean, the Chazanish explains, it doesn't mean that they were matirit to prevent hefsid. It's not like b'mokum hefsid legozru, hefsid of the balabayas. They're not worried about the balabayas' money. The balabayas is supposed to lose money. It's Shemitah. Like Rav Abba Berman, we used to always complain that it was cold in Yeshiva. He wasn't giving enough heat. He locked up the thermostat. It's the winter. It's supposed to be cold. So it's Shemitah. You're supposed to lose money. It's for the the Hagdara of what Rabbanim were matir is for the kilkul or misa of the plant, not for the hefsid moment of the balabais. An obvious, that's a tremendous, important yisod.
Rabbanim said plant?
That's what Rabbanim were matir, that the plant shouldn't die, to prevent the death of the plant. So they were matir, there is the Rabbanim, so that the plant shouldn't become the skalkel. And that's why you have the ramification of what about if the peiros will be niskalkel? So Rav Kook, Zatzal held that you can't do any malachas so that peiros shviya shouldn't be niskalkel. Who cares about peiros shviyas? Peiros shviyas doesn't belong to anybody. Who cares? The Chazon Ish was mekel. The Chazon Ish held that this heter of to prevent kilkul. I'm going off the subject now. I got to get back to the Gemara. Yeah. But, no, it certainly applies to the trees. The Machlaikas, Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish was if it applies to, if only the pears will be in the skalkel.
So to
do malachos de Rabbanon to prevent the kilkel of the pero shvias, not of the elon. The elon won't be affected. But the pears won't come out good.
The elon is a heter, it doesn't want anybody. And it will be affected.
What? You're talking about it gives fruit. It gives. Oh, I don't know if it doesn't give fruit. I don't know. What? I can't answer you 100% for sure, but pashtus, yeah. Yeah. Pashtus, yeah. I'm not pashtus now, Loch Lamais. I don't know. Okay. But the Beis Halevi was the one, really, the first, like, famous shtark that said that if Shemitah would be the Araisa, I'm sorry, that even if Shemitah's the Rabbanon, you know, that Rav is Chaylik and Abaye. That if Shemitah is the Rabbanon, you cannot do malachas that are the Araisa to prevent Kilkul. Even if Shemitah is the Rabbanon, you can only do malachas the Rabbanon. That's what the Beis Halevi said, and that's Lamaisa Hawinamon. Yeah, that's Lamaisa Hawinamon. That's how the Chazon Ish paskins, Rak malachas the Rabbanon, Hutru B'makom Hefsid. Even though Chazon Ish paskins that we pass in Shemitah b'zman hazeh the Rabbanon. Now Hashka'o, which we're supposed to be learning about today, maybe we'll even get to it, who knows. Hashka'o, we're going to see, was always treated even more kal. Even more kal. The Rishonim speak out in Moed Katan that watering is, I don't know, it's a funny lashon, like, it's like not a malacha chashuva, it's not an avoda chashuva. Something you do once a year, like, I don't know, it's part of the agricultural cycle. And you, like, you have to prune, you have to, you do it once a year, so that's an avoda chashuva. But hashkah is treated much more lichter, much more kal, much more leniently. We'll see in our sugi that we're going to learn today, Blineda. So, in fact, some suggested that only hashkah is what's mutter. B'makom hefsid, but the Chazon Ish paskins any malacha drabbanon is mukhtar to b'makom hefsid. If you remember, we had the shita that you could take off the olesh el eshkol. You could take off from a grapevine the leaf because it's only drabbanon. Because zimur, it wasn't talking about the malacha zimur. You were only cutting off some excess leaves, and you were doing it to prevent hezek. Okay, so that's. Then there's all sorts of shaylos, you know, what's called hezek, what's called kilkul, most of the peiros, all of the peiros, some of the peiros. So that's what makes Shemitah so much fun. Okay, so we're up to the Mishnah, when Ois V'Hodar is up, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Halacha Zayin. We're going to learn the middle of the Mishnah. We skipped over this part last week, and we're going to learn it now with the Gemara that we also skipped around. So, Yud Zayin Amud Beis in the art scroll, Halacha Zayin, or Mishnah Yud, in the Mincia edition. And we're talking about now the heter to water, what you're allowed to water on Shvius. So again, we're starting off with the premise that we're already, this Mishnah is already after the premises, this Mishnah is ready after the premise that watering is only drabanon, and you're allowed to water to be meineya hefsid. You're allowed to water to be meineya hefsid. And that's the first mission in Moyed Katan, Mashkin Beis HaShalchan B'Shviz. Because of Beis HaShalchan, the field will get ruined, it will be Neskalkel if you don't water it. Because, okay, it'll become parched, it'll lose its, it'll be ruined in some way. Yeah. So now our Mishnah is really, there's really three Pshatim in our Mishnah. And if you learn Mishnayos, and you learn this Mishnah, and you learn Mishnayos well, so you see there's three Pshatim in the Mishnah, and it's all different cases. But when you learn Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi very clearly had one Pshat in the Mishnah, and we're going to learn with the Pshat that you see from the Gemara, that that's how the Yerushalmi learned in the Mishnah. The Rambam has a Pshat that it's very difficult to fit into the Yerushalmi, a Pshat in the Mishnah, that it's very difficult to fit the Yerushalmi Shakla Vitaria in the Mishnah according to the Rambam, and the Derech Emuna in the Bihur HaHalacha, and the Ziv Hayom, this good old Ziv Hayom, and the Bir HaHalacha in the Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, are very Meirich in our Sugya, and they go through the different Shitas of what's Mutter, what's Aser, and how they understood the Yerushalmi. They go through all the Shitas in the Sugya and Yerushalmi. We're going to be learning it with one Kav, with the Pashtus, with the simple Pshat, and okay, that's how we'll be learning it. We can't do more than that. Halavai, we can do this. Okay, we're talking about a Beis HaBaal, according to the Rash, Marafulda, according to the Mashmos of the Gemara in Mayat Kotten and Bavli. Barabtsin means to water. We'll see in a moment what kind of watering is called Barabtsin. But Ofer Lovon. So we're learning that Ofer Lovon is this famous Stei HaLovon. Stei HaLovon, it means not an orchard with trees. Trees in Shas are generally treated like an automatic Beis HaShalchin. The Chazanish explains this. He says, L'mais, it's totally in the Metzius. I spoke to the gardener here. The gardener, what's his name? Let me give him a plug. What's his name? Glasser. I sat with Saul Glasser. Saul Glasser, and he's going to teach me everything that goes on in the garden. And he told me he went to this place, the Torah of Haaretz, and he took classes there. They actually gave classes to gardeners, and they have charts. Actually, Rav Efrati's place also has charts. They have charts already, exactly how much watering to do. And if there's, I learned a lot. There's soft earth, there's hard earth. There's different kinds of earths, and there's different kinds of plants. There's trees, and there's bushes, and there's vines, and there's evergreens, and there's all sorts of things, flowers. And they have charts, how much to water it, how much. He told me the bottom line is you can get away, and then they teach you there. He took a course. He took a few classes. He took courses. And there was a Yom Iyun. He says, you can get away basically with doing nothing in Shemitah. The only thing he could do everything before Shemitah. He could do everything. Watering. Watering's the only thing that you can't get away with. You have to do on Shemitah. Basically pruning. Well, pruning he can do. You can play around with Shemitah. It's going to be a little hard this year with 13 months, but you can basically play around. Enough. It's 13 months Shemitah this year. And the Gemara Sanhedrin, when they made two Adars, they never, ever made an Ibiyar in Shemitah. But we don't have that luxury, it seems. We have a calendar, and it just comes out sometimes that a Shemitah is going to be an Ibiyar. Anyway, but he should come in and give a lecture. So, but I was by them today. I was in Ashkelon. I met with them again today. So I told them they should give a Bechina. They give these classes, they give these courses for gardeners. So I said they should give a test. I told them I have a very good idea for them. They should give a test, and then they should give a certificate that the guy passed the test. And gardeners will be able to say that they went to this course, there's no mashgiach. They will have to get mashgiach on the gardeners to make sure they're doing it right. But at least they could say that they learned the halachas, and they passed the test, and they know the halachas. I think it's a very good thing. They should give. They should give. Good. They should give like a certificate. What does a doctor do? He hangs up on his wall. Maybe he forgot everything he learned. Well, like Jackie Mason says, you're going into stomach ache. Maybe he failed stomach. He got an A in the shoulder, but he failed stomach. Meanwhile, you're going to him for a stomach ache. Anyway, so... What?
Most people haven't got their garden. They just want to know themselves which ones, you know, how much water is needed.
It's all kinds of chats. I wish my partner was the garden.
Anyway, they made a chart. They gave out a booklet. If you use this gardener, if you're his customer, he'll give you a free booklet. But if you buy that safer I showed you 2 weeks ago, Ketif Shavias, but you can't be seen with the book because it has three chapters on how to deal with Hetta Mechira. So they have to make like a Haredi edition. What?
I don't think I missed the shiur.
You, I gave it on Yom HaTzmaut.
On the morning shiur, yeah.
Yeah.
That's making me...
Anyway, so they have a chart. Everybody uses this guy, this chief agronomist in Israel. I forgot his name. They all use him, and he figures out how much water to give each type of plant. Because you don't have to know the halachas anymore. Everything's like... Cause you don't have to know what a kazayas is anymore. You just have to... So everything's figured out. Anyway, there's a lot of svarim. This is the Haredi Sefer, the best one I have found so far. I'm recommending now three svarim on Shemitah. Mishpatei Oretz, that's from Efrati's, Rav Reichenberg, Rav Shol Reichenberg, the Rosh Koyel of Efrati's Koyel.
I'm trying to get there.
Go to them. They're in Harnof. They moved. They have this huge, multi-million-dollar, beautiful building now. Like, it looks like the World's Fair Pavilion. It's a gorgeous, huge, beautiful building. Mishpatei Oretz. They just reissued Rav Tzvi Kohn. He has a series of svarim. He has a Rav Tzvi Kohn. Shmita's Karka, it's called, I think. He has complete from A to Z, Shmita from A to Z. And if you want to use their safer, even though it has three prokim on how to deal with Hetta Mechira, so it's called Ketif Shvius. That's the one you don't want to be found with, you know.
Does it have different madrigas of Hetta Mechira? Like,
no, people don't realize Hetta Mechira is not as hefkedik as we've been taught. They have very Rav Kook gave very strict horos what to do with Hetta Mechira. So you can only do a melacha to Rabbanon. The whole Seder of Adifiyus, as it's called. How did what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. It wasn't Hefker. Maybe it became Hefker. That's a pun, I guess. He's talking about Shemitah, yeah.
Okay, but the safer says the right way to do that.
Yeah, with the whole roll. So, yeah. Anyway, getting back to this. So the watering is very... So anyway, our mission is talking about a stay love on. A stay ilonos is assumed to be like a beis hashalchin. You have to be familiar with these terms. Chazanish says, you see throughout Shas that a stay ilon, an orchard, is always assumed to be like a beis hashalchin. Beis hashalchin means it needs extra, a lot of watering besides rain. And you see in Shas that a stay ilon is always like a beis hashalchin. Except Chazanish then says, but lamais, it's always totally in the metzias. You always have to check with the metzias. It's not a din, azah. It's not a zeres hakosa, but you have to always check. Okay. Our Mishnah, so in Mayat Katan it talks about that you can water a Beis HaShalchan b'shvias. We said, Abaye, Rava. Our Mishnah is talking about a stay lovon. That's the pashtus, how we're going to learn the Mishnah. That Ofar lovon, here, this is Ofar lovon. Is the Ofar of a stay lovon. A stay lovon means there's no trees. There's Tvua and Kitni is there. Perhaps Yerokos. So marabsin b'stei ba'afar lovon, you're allowed to water a stei beis habal on shvius also. Divrei Rav Shimon. Marabsin, now literally marabsin means to sprinkle. Doesn't mean to water regularly. It means to water like a minimal amount. Divrei Rav Shimon. Okay, so what is he saying? According to Rav Shimon, we're going to learn, according to the way it's Mashman Yerushalmi, that although Rav Shimon sounds like he's limiting a heter, he's really expanding a heter very, very much. Rav Shimon's being totally makil. And according to this pshat, we do not paskin like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's saying you could water. He's only talking about merabsin you can sprinkle, because since he's talking about, we're going with this pshat in the Mefarsh HaYerushalmi, that he only says merabsin, which means sprinkle, because he's talking about a stay lavon, which the derech was only to sprinkle, because a stay lavon was talking about a stay beis habal, which basically subsists on rainwater, so it didn't really need come out any other watering. So if they watered it more, they would just sprinkle. So that's why he says merabtzin. But his point is that you're allowed to water a zdei beis habal also. Even if it's not going to get ruined, this is his chiddush. We're going to talk about laharvocha with two vavs. Laharvocha means you're not watering it so that it shouldn't get ruined. You're watering it laharvocha, it should be gishmak. It should be, the things it produces should be lush, to be mosif koach. It's not going to die without it. Rav Shimon is saying you're allowed to water on Shvius, according to this pshat. Rav Shimon is saying you're allowed to water on Shvius a Sdei Beis Habal. In other words, Merabsin is Laudavka according to this. It means you could even water regularly. Ofer Lovan means a Sdei Beis Habal, even though the watering is not Limnoa Hefsid, but lahashbiach, to make the food that it produces gishmak, so that's what he holds you're allowed to. Now why? Why is he so makil? Why is he so makil? So that's what the Rishonim say, that watering is not an avoda chashuva. It's not like that you do it once a year to your field. It's something that always goes on. I don't know, that's how they describe it in Mayot Cotton. But in the book of Yosef and the Miri in Mayot Cotton, say it's not an avoda chashuva. Both, you have to do it constantly. I don't know, the truth is I don't chap exactly the nakuda. I don't know exactly what the point is. I think maybe, I used to think, even if the field's not going to die without it, but it's like, it's a basic, it's like oxygen to the field. So it's always treated as if it needs it, even if it doesn't need it mamish. But you're doing it laharvacha, but I have a raya from the Gemara that we're going to learn. I don't think we'll get to it today. But for the Gemara, I think I have a raya that's the perspective why hashka'a is treated so lightly. Hashka'a is like oxygen. So you're not mitzamtzim in oxygen. Oh, only enough that the patient shouldn't die. So the Mukhi Yosef's Lashon and Mayit Katan is because it's not an avoda chashuva, because it takes place todir, doesn't just take place once a year, like as part of the agricultural work cycle. Okay, now, what are you allowed to water here? What are we talking about? So you have to realize you're watering on Shvius. So what are you watering on Shvius? You're obviously not allowed to water something that has the Issa Svichim, right? So according to the Rambam, things, a yerek, something without Kedusha Shvius, there's no Issa Svichim. The Chiddush is that you could have something with Kedusha Shvius without an Issa Svichim. A yerek that's picked in the seventh year, right, we're talking about watering on Shvius now. So if you're talking about yerokos, if they're going to be picked, so you're allowed to water them. Okay, so you're allowed to water yerokos, but they can't be also bitzat svichim either. So we're talking about something with Kedusha Shvius, because if there's no Kedusha, right, with Kedusha Shvius, and we're talking about something that there's no Issa Svichim. So we're talking about either Yerokos that will be picked in the eighth year, they're growing now, and they'll be picked in the eighth year, so you're allowed to water them according to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to water those things. You're allowed to water on Erev Shvius, even the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and there's Man of Tais of Shvius, Yerokos that are going to start growing the sixth year, and you're watering them, and they're going to continue growing they'll be picked in the seventh year. So according to the Rash, that's the famous Rash, that there's no Issa Svichin if it started growing the sixth year, but it has Kedusha Shvius, no Issa Svichin, so you're allowed to water it, even Erev Shvius. Okay, but you wouldn't be allowed to water Lamashal Yerokos growing in the seventh year that are going to be picked the seventh year, because they're also Mitzat Svichin, right? So you're not allowed to water them. They're also. Okay. Now the Rambam Shita. Maybe this is an issue sometimes on Shvius. I really don't know. the Chazon Ish very strongly paskins like the Rash, even the Chatchila. This is Sficha means you're not allowed to eat it, period. You're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to benefit from it. So the Rash, the Chazon Ish paskins very strongly like the Rash, that anything that started growing the sixth year, there's no Issa Sficha. But there is a Rambam Shita. I don't know what the Yemenites do. I don't know. Find out. The Rambam Shita is that there isn't Issa Sficha if it's picked the seventh year and it has Kedusha Shvius, so it has the Issa Sficha. So then you have to say you could water. I mean, there's different scenarios when there's no Issa Sficha. We'll learn that in the second half of the Masechta. There are specific circumstances without Issa Sficha. And so that's what it'll be talking about according to the Rambam. Okay, but you have to remember that we can't be an Issa Sficha. Sficha in Allah the water. Agapon of Rav Shimon saying a tremendous kula here, according to this pshat. According to this pshat, which the Rishalmi is most mashma-like, Rav Shimon is saying you're allowed to water, even though he says merapsin, he means you can water regularly. Afar lavan meaning a stay-based habal, where the watering is not to prevent hefsid, but it's laharvacha, in contrast to stay-based hashalchim, which is the first Mishnah in Moed Katan. So he says you're allowed to do it. Divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, Oser. He argues and he holds that no, you're only allowed to water Limnoa Hefsid. So you're only allowed to water Ostei Beis HaShalchem. Oh, very good. Weiter. Mashkin Umamarasin Beorez Beshvius. Apparently water, I'm reading now from him, he quotes Felix here, rice, your mamish would flood. They would, the field of rice is flooded. That's how it grows. But meshech rolls mangidulo, the oruz is shakua betoch mayim. That's how you grow rice. You flood the rice paddies. So they're afraid the water would drain, apparently. So they would stir it up in the earth so that it would become muddy and it wouldn't be able to drain. It would clog, because it would get clogged. However, water normally drains, so if they would like stir the water and make it muddy so that it wouldn't drain, and the oris would sit in the water. So that's this word, mamarsin. So mash, you could water, certainly you could water, and even mamarsin, you could even stir in mud the oris on shvius. Now, with oris, we have the gears of Divrei Reb Shimon, that's a shayla of gears here. Now, if you go, first of all, what oiras are we talking about? So, if the oiras was had hashrasha, if you remember, if the oiras had hashrasha, oiras, if it took root, so you're talking about it doesn't even have kedusha shvius, right? Oiras, you follow hashrasha. So, if it was had hashrasha the sixth year, it's not even peirush shvius; it's peirush shishus. You don't have to worry about svichin, according to anybody. So you could water it even the seventh year. It's perishishis. Once it took root in the sixth year, it's perishishis. So if you go to say Divrei Reb Shimon, so what's the chiddush here? The chiddush would be that you could even be mamaris. That's what the Chazon Ish says. And mamish, like working the field, you know, you're doing heavier work. So that's the chiddush. There is a girsa in the Mishnayos. It's a stam Mishnah. It doesn't say Divrei Reb Shimon. So then, you could pashut learn simply that it's a blezer ben Yaakov, and he's moda by orez, that orez is the type of crop that does get ruined if you don't water it. So he's moda by orez, that you could water it and mamarsin. Okay. Avalomachaskin, but you can't cut the leaves. I don't know, I never saw a rice plant. Apparently there's leaves. So he says you can't cut it off. So, and here, you are, everybody's Gairus Reb Shimon, and even the ones that aren't, we have it, yeah. So even the Gairus that doesn't have Reb Shimon in the first part of the din has Reb Shimon in the second part of the din. Reb Shimon Aimer Avalai Mekaschen. So even though if you remember Reb Shimon held in the previous Mishnah that you could take off the olim, the leaves of a grapevine, so the Gemara made the chilek. The Gemara asked the stira. The Gemara on Daf Chesam and Beis asked the Stira, how come he could take off the olim from an eshkoil, but ein mekaschin oiris? So the Gemara answers, there it's to prevent hezek. There it's to prevent hezek by a grapevine, it's blocking the sun, a chais, whatever. It's to prevent hezek. And here it's not, here the oiris is not to prevent hezek. So that's a simple teretz. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now we go to the Gemara. So again, this is the pshat. There's different pshatim in the Mishnah, and different way. And the Mela, they have to work out how the other pshatim learn in the Yerushalmi were about to learn. And the two svarim that do it at great length is the Ziv Hayom and the Bir HaHalacha in the Derech Emunah. Okay, now we're going to go to the Gemara in Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. In Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara starts off. Yeah, Marbitzin Merabtzin. Merabtzin Ba'ofer Lovin. Yeah, Divir Reb Shimon. Now here's a little difficult sugya. Shomif Havamin is a little shver. Asher the Rav Shimon Krabanon, the Gemara is Taila, this machlaikas and another machlaikas. What's this machlaikas? So we're learning the way indeed it's going to be mashal from Yerushalmi, so remember, that Rav Shimon's matir to be mashke a field even maharvacha on Shvius. For some reason he's makel by Hashkah. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov asks, and holds you can only do it for hefsek. So the Gemara says, "Ashi Rav Shimon Krabbanon." Rav Shimon is like Chachamim, a Chachamim by Chalamoid. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov b'shitosei, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov goes b'shitosei. That's what the Gemara thought. The Gemara is going to shlug this up. We say the Gemara is like Leima Hani Tanoi Kani Tanoi. It's like the Gemara is saying. Maybe it's telling a different machlokes. The Tzinin Tamon, we learned the Mishnah in Moyed Cotton, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We don't have it now tomorrow. This is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Moishkin es Hamayim. Moishkin es Hamayim me'ilon le'ilon on Chalamoid. Ublubad shalo yashke es kolas odekula. In other words, you have a tree, so you have water on the base of one tree, so you could like make sort of a channel that the water should go to the base of the other tree. It should flow down and go to the base of the other tree. In effect, it's saying that you could water a tree by its base on Chalamoy. That's in effect what he's saying. That around the tree, near the tree, saviv the tree, near the base of the tree, you can water it on Chalamoy. That's what he's saying. But you can't water the space between the trees. You know, you can make a channel that the water should go from one tree to the other and be by its base and thus water to the tree. But you can't water the karka between the trees. Now, Chalamoid has, superficially, Chalamoid has the same gather that we're looking for in Shvius on one level. Davar Aved. That you can do a malacha letzarech davar aved, right? Hefset. So the Gemara holds that l'mashul you can water a beis hashalchan a chalamoid. That's the first mission of Moed Katan. Mashkin beis hashalchan b'moed b'shvius. So you say it's the same gather. Here it's mutter because it's davar aved, and by shvius hashko is only in this adrabbanon, and you can water so that it shouldn't be hefset. So in this Mishnah, Blizim and Yaakov is matir to be mashke and Elon in effect on Chalamoid. And Elon is like a beis hashalchin, we said. It needs more water than just rain. But he says you can only water it by the tree. You can't water it, the karka between the trees, you can't water, because that's already not going to be for hefzer, that's going to be l'shem harvacha. This is what the Gemara is assuming at this point, because it's better for the tree, you know, it's kishmak. The roots of the tree extend a way out. So it's very nice if wherever the roots extend, there's moisture and lachos and dampness in the karka. That would be very healthy for the tree. But no one's going to say it's not necessary. So therefore, you can't do that. That's what he means. You can't water between the trees.
But when you're drawing the water from one tree to the other tree.
That's a channel. No, that's a channel. There's nothing getting watered there. The water is just flowing from one to the other. That's not how you would water it. It's a small channel. It's just flowing through. Okay. Chachamim argue in that Mishnah, and there it says in the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't bring it down. The Chachamim, very easy, Kishmak when you shall me. So Chachamim amatir to do it. So we're not quite sure why. So that's what the Gemara thought. That Rav Shimon
We're going to see why. But at this point, the Gemara just sees that Rav Shimon holds you're allowed to be mashge, a stay love on even b'shvius. And there's a chachamim that hold a moed cotton, you're allowed to be mashge, a field, a chalamoid, even if ostensibly it's not going to be a hefset if you don't. Ostensibly, we're talking about the karka between the trees. And there's a Rav Elazar ben Yaakov that goes l'shitoso, that holds by us that you can't water a stelovan b'shvius, and he holds over there, you cannot water the field between the trees on chalamoid. So the Gemara thinks it's a beautiful sushtel. In both cases, you're dealing with limnoa hefsid, you're dealing with davar aved, making a hefsid, and so it seems like we're very lenient on chalamoid, according to Rav Shimon, according to the Chachamim there, and according to Rav Shimon here, were very lenient with watering, and Rabbi Zim Yaakov is not lenient with watering. Okay. But now the Gemara elaborates on those shittas in Moyet Cotton, on Chalamoid, and Mamela the Gemara is going to say, we're going to see it's no Tzushtel at all. Rabbi Mona Omar La, Rabbi Mona says the following Memra, Stom. So we're going to learn like the Mefarshim, the Marafuldo, that learns Stom means he didn't say it in anyone's name. He said it's Stom. He said it. Ravavin b'shem Shmuel, b'stam cholkin. Terbeleza ben Yaakov and Chachomim, their machlekes is in your average field. I think we know already that your average orchard has 10 ilanos and a besaw. That's what your average field means. So, and now we're going to, and now the Gemara is going to explain. Manan kayom, because what do you think the machlekes is talking about? Im bimruvachin, if it's talking about that there are less, it's very spread out. There's less than 10 trees in a besaw. L'divrei akol asur. Certainly, everyone would hold. This is what the Gemara is saying. Then we're going to pick up from this and then go back to our tzushtel. But right now, the Gemara is saying like this. That these two Amoiroim said, if there's less than 10 trees in the Beisor, then certainly you cannot be mashke between the trees. Why in the world, you don't have to be mashke, they're so far apart the trees, and there's such a big shetach of land between the trees. There's no way this watering has any connection to be moneya, any type of hefset from the trees. It's like a totally extraneous watering. So everybody's going to be moidetz usser, even the chachamim in the Mishnah. The im biritzufin, if they're very close together, that there's more than 10 trees in a besaw, then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is also going to be moideh that you could water between the trees. Because between the trees is like doing it by the trees, because they're so close together. So there's no between the trees. It's a menias hefsid. The trees, you want to prevent the trees from drying up. So you're going to water even between the trees because they're so close together. Between the trees. It's called by the trees. Ela kinan kayomim. What are we talking about? Exactly a good old ten lebesah. So what's that? But look what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov of the kimeruvachin. He considers that spread out. So you cannot water the karka between them. The Rabbanon of the loan and Rabbanon consider it kiritzufin, that they're called close together, so namely you could. So what's the Gemara really saying? So you read this Gemara, you start to realize that something is not going to shtib with Shvius. It's not going to be a good sushtel, because now we're saying that if they're meruvachin, you certainly can't, and if they're a tzufin, you certainly could, and the machoikas is what to consider 10. Now, let's learn a little more. Ha Rabbanon Amrin Meruvachin Osul Lahashkos. Right? If they're Meruvachin, you're saying that you're for sure not allowed to water between them. Mahu Lahamshich. What do Rabbanon hold in such a case? Do they hold that you can water by the Elon Gufa? So the Gemara says about the year. Nelev Hoda de Rabbanon, this question that you're asking, you can learn out min the Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Come on, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, just like he says, by 10 lebesah, which he considers meruvachim, because you can't water the karka between them. So also lahashkos, you can't water the between them. He calls that merubachim. But mutal hamshich, but you can be mamshich, because that's, you can water by the trees, so you can't water between the trees, but you can water between the trees, because you can water by the trees. Kain rabbanon amrin, so rabbanon hold by their merubachim, like real merubachim. If there's not 10 trees in a beis saw, mutal hamshich, why can't you be mamshich? Ba'asul hashkos. So they're moida that you can't be mashke the kaka between them, but certainly you could be mashke, you could be moshech, you could be mashke by the tree. So the Gemara here solidifies the idea that there's no real machoikas between the Chacham and the Blazer ben Yaakov. It's all a question of if it's a dover of it or not. No, we're talking about the Mishnah Moyet cotton. Trees.
Same as that.
So the Gemara thought that the karka between the trees is like a stelovin, where you're not doing it. That's the Gemara thought, that you're being very makil, because you don't really need it to prevent hefsid. It's more like a harvocha thing. But then the Gemara brings down these amoiroim that say that by less than 10 trees in a beis saw, everybody's moidi, you cannot be mashke the field, the karka between them. And by more, everybody's moidi, you can. And then the Gemara says, it solidifies and says, that according to Rabbana, when it's exactly 10 in a beis saw, that you can't, but you could certainly be mashke right by the trees, just like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, you could be mashke by the trees, even if it's meruvachin. So now the Gemara says, Lo kain, now we continue. So now the Gemara is going to shlug up its previous premise. Lo kain savrinan meimar. So isn't it mistavra to say now? Or wasn't it? Lo kain savrinan meimar. Didn't you consider it logical to say? Shit. That what? Bimaruvachin ledivri akol osur. That when they're very spread out, you certainly cannot be mashke the karka between them and chalamoid for her offer, but the offer loven of our Mishnah, lo meruvachinu, so the offer loven of our Mishnah is like meruvachin, right? That you're not doing it to prevent hefsid, you're doing it for hashbocha, you're doing it for harvocha. So that means that stay loven is exactly like the karka between ilanos meruvachin, right? And still, Rav Shimon says you could be mashkiit on Shvius, right? Doesn't he? Rav Shimon says you could be mashkia or stay lovin b'Shvius, even though he doesn't allow you to be mashkia between the ilanos by meruvachim. So obviously, there's they're not governed by the same set of rules. Ella kan b'Shvius, kan b'chalamoid. Obviously, there's a difference between Shvius and chalamoid. On chalamoid, you're not allowed to be mashkia a field. Laharvocha, which makes sense, because we know, you need Dover Ovid. Like, your mamish need Dover Ovid. It's not a joke. You need Dover Ovid. He's only matir on Shvius, but he's not matir on Chalamoid. Chalamoid, you need Dover Ovid. So there's no kesher between Shvius and Chalamoid. Now the Gemara says, ma bein Shvius and ma bein Moyed. The Gemara indeed wants to know what's the difference between Shvius and Chalamoid. Oh, so listen to the words of the Gemara. Shviyas adidei shehu mutar b'malacha. The point of Shviyas is not that you're not allowed to do malacha. The point is you're not allowed to do avoidus karka. You're not allowed to work the land. V'shaf sa'aret Shabbos Lashem. Don't avoid, you're not allowed to do malacha. It's not, the perspective isn't from you. The perspective is working the land. So he tiru chachamim wa matir to be mashke the land, bein bedover shehu toirich, bein bedover sheino toirich. Even if you're going to be working hard, that's the words of Yushalmi. In other words, matir hashka. What did we say before? That according to Rav Shimon, they were matir hashka even as lar vacha, because it's not really, it's not a choshva avodah mitzar avodas karka, right? For some reason, I'm not sure exactly what it is, I told you, but that's what the Yushalmi is saying, really, it's echoing here. Shvius is mutter b'malacha from the perspective of the person. It's, Beimadova Shutorach, Beimadova Shaino Torach, it doesn't matter if you turn. There's no special Issa and Tircha, there's no Issa Malacha. It's only in the land. So, Mamela they will make her by Hashkoa. Moed, but Chalamoid, Al Yidei, She'osu B'malacha, there, Pshat is, we're looking at Malacha. And Lohi Tiru, Dover Shu Aved, so they weren't Mati, Ella Dover Shu Aved, so they were only Mati Dover Aved, Ublavad Dover Shein Torah. So this is a difficult Gemara. Why the Gemara throws in Dover Shein Torah? There is a halacha in Moed Kotten that even for Dover Aved, you're not allowed to do Tircha Meruba. There is such a halacha. But it's clear in Moed Kotten that watering a field is rather not called Tircha Meruba. What the Gemara in Moed Kotten takes pains to say, it's Tircha Meruba to draw water from a well, where you have to like, go, you know, that's a Tircha Meruba. But just to irrigate your field is not a Tircha Meruba. And according to most Mefarshim, the Tircha really has no relevance here. But I do want to explain it. But first I want to chazer over to Gemara's Teretz. According to most Mefarshim, the Rashi Shvili, according to most Mefarshim, the Gemara's Teretz is basically focused on Dover Aved. That on Chalamoid we have to be makbar on Dover Aved, and on Shvius we don't. Again, we're going in Rav Shimon. We paskin like a blessed Ben Yaakov, that even on Shvius, we're only Mater Hashkoa for Hefzi. But we're going in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was Mater Hashkoa and Estei Lovam. But wait a second, on Chalamoid he wasn't Mater. And the Gemara thought it was a Tzushtel, and now sees it's no Tzushtel. Because of the din of meruvachim, because of the din of ritzufin rather, where he's molda you could, and meruvachim he's molda you can't. I'm sorry, by meruvachim he's molda you can't. Chalamoid is very limited to hefset and davar aved. Shvius is not. Now the Gemara wants to know the difference. So the difference is that by I'm going to say what I think. The Gemara is answering. By Chalamoid we're makbar on Davar Aved, and by Shvius we're not. But the larger picture of the Teretz in the Lashon HaGemara is that Chalamoid is an Issa Malacha. Like Shabbos, like you're not allowed to do Malacha. So they were Materit for Davar Aved. They have the power to be Materit. So they limited it to that case. I think the idea of the Gemara bringing in that even Davar Aved is also of this Tircha Meruba is to bring out the idea that it's an Issa Malacha, Mitzad the Gavr, call it. So to be Mater, a person to do Malacha, so it's limited to Dover Aved. They didn't expand that Heter. It's limited to where they said it. They said it by Dover Aved. By Shvius, there's a Hagdorah in expanding the Kula. What is the Hagdorah? You have the Rishonim and Moed Katan that say it's not an Avoid the Chashuva. But that's not, you see, that's not a svara mitzad the person, that's what I hold. And the way the Yerushalmi brings out that we're not asering malacha and shvius mitzad the gavra, but we're asering avoidus karka. Memele tshayach to say a svara that hashkoa is not considered an avoid the chashuva. And memele tshayach for Shimon to hold that there's a heter on hashkoa, even by a stay lovon. So the Gemara brings that out by saying, we don't care if this tircha maruba, it's not relevant tircha and shvius. We don't care if it's tircha. That's not the point. The point is avoid this karka. So that's how the Gemara brings out. The main teretz is that on Chalamoid they were makbar and davar aved, and on shvius they weren't. But the way that, and the Mefarshim all are very troubled by the Yerushalmi throwing in that on Chalamoid is an inyan of davar, of tircha meruba also. Which asks Malacha. What are the no relevance here whatsoever. But I think it is relevant, because I think the main Nakuda, I think it licked in the Yerushalmi the reason of the Chilek. Now the Yerushalmi is not just saying, okay, here you need Davar Aved, and here you don't. Huh. I mean, that was the whole question. The Gemara thought it was a Tzushtel. So what kind of a Teretz is this? I mean, you could say you don't. So then you don't have to say a Chilek. Ma bein Shvius, ma bein Moed. Here they were Mater, and here they weren't. You're banging head against the wall. More saying the longest of it, that since by Shvius it's not an Issa Malacha, it's an Issa Avodas Karka, so you can talk about this type of Avodas Karka, they said you could always do it. They didn't, they weren't Magbil it. They said it's an, So it's not an avodah chashuva, or the field always needs it, and it's necessary. You know, just go do it. There's no tzimtzum in it. Once it's not an avodah, it's not an avodah. Go do it. Mashenkin, and like the way that brought out is by saying we don't care if it's a tircha meruba. Mashenkin by chalamoid, the gavra is not allowed to do malacha. It's like Shabbos. So chachamim will matter him when there's a davar aveid. So only when there's a davar aveid. Like it's not shayach in the hagdara of the heter to expand it beyond davar aveid. Because there's an issur malacha, you're not allowed to do it. That's what I think the Yerushalmi is answering. The Yerushalmi then suggests another answer. Let's try to finish the parak. The Yerushalmi tries to say a different answer. There is the boy Nishma'enim in Hodda, and some want to say the following chilik, Shvius, Adideshas Mana Meruba Hitiru. They were matter and Shvius because you have a whole year, so you have to be worried. Maybe the Ilonas will be Nifsad. You're going a whole year. But on Chalamoyra, Adideshas Manu Kotso, you're talking about what? You're talking about 7 days without water, right? So, you know, it's okay. Nothing's going to happen to your trees in 7 days. That's fine. It's cool. Nothing's going to happen to your trees in 7 days. Relax. But now, according to the Marafulda, the Gra learns differently. But according to the Marafulda, the Gemara slugs up this teretz by pointing to the last 7 days of Shemitah. As strange as it sounds, the Gemara says, wait a second, so then the last 7 days of Shemitah, it should be Osir, because you only have 7 days left. You could last 7 days without watering your field. So then, according to the Marafulda, that's the Gemara's kasha. V'oisin shivas yamim achroinim, but those last 7 days, loy mustavra me'abdinon, kishivas yamei haregel, so you should make them like shivas yamei haregel, and they should be osur. But ashkach toni, but we found the brisa, and now if you're awake and you're following, you're gonna slap your forehead and say, here's a brisa beferish, that there's no tzushtal between Shvius and Shemitah. We're matering Zach with Shakla Batarias, and now the Gemara just casually brings in a brisa that says, Marbitzin ba'ofer lovin b'Shvius avalo b'moheid, Tiberib Shimon. So there goes your tzushtal. Here it says b'feirish. Yeah, okay. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov oiser even on Shvius. So what's the Gemara's raya? According to Marafulda, that this is a real stretch. If the brisa puts it together, you can on Shvius and you can't on Chol HaMoed. So what has to be Shvius, Dumya de Chol HaMoed, the last 7 days of Shvius. That's what the Gemara is saying, according to the Marafulda. Or else, if Shvius means a year, and Chol HaMoed means 7 days, so it's not fear. It's not Pachod Machta Machtenu. It's not you could on Shvius and you can't on Chol HaMoed. It's not a fear contrast, because this is a year, this is 7 days. So it must mean the last 7 days of Shemitah. That's what the Marafulda learns. Grada, the Gra learns what we would, he learns Adarabba. The Gemara the Gemara says that Shvius is a year and Chol HaMoed is only 7 days, big deal. So the Gemara asks, but what about the last 7 days of Shemitah? And the Gemara answers, how does he read it? Where's the Gra? And the Gemara answers that you have to treat the whole Shemitah the same way. You can't start making chilukim and making different dinim for the last 7 days of Shemitah. Where's the Gra? The Gra says, Vaisen Shivas Savyad Aleph. Pirish Bola Torates. You have it, we're on Yud Chesum at Beis now. Pirish Bola Torates, like Tikshim, Vaisen Shivas Yamam Achreim Shal Shviyas, they might hit you yoisa mi beboyet. Kibit shikam heim zman kotzer. Val ze omar duloy mistavra lechalei. Because like plug, you got to treat the whole Shvius the same way. So va'ois and shivas hayomim loy mistavrim avdinik shivas miyamegav yu asurit. You can't. And then ashkach toni is a whole new thought, and ashkach toni is just a new thought to prove the chilik we made between Shvius and Chol HaMoed. It's like saying tanya nami hachi ashkach toni marapsim berfalom b'shvius avloy b'moed. Okay, so that's it. Lamaisa, I wanted to go over halacha lamaisa. This whole sugya was not so nogeya lamaisa, because we don't pass on like Rav Shimon, we pass on like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and most of the sugya focused on Rav Shimon. There is one nafkamina lamaisa, which I jotted down on my paper, called halacha. which I can't find. That's what always happens. Oh, here we go. The Chazon Ish paskins that tahar vocha you could sprinkle. That's what you have to learn the sugya properly, not the way we learned it. But all the mefarshim, and he comes out paskining that even lahar vocha, even if it's not to prevent hefsid, you could be merabtsin. No, it's not a complication. You only can do a regular hashka'a for harvacha, but merabtsin you could do. That's a major. It's basically based on the same idea that it means to sprinkle. How do you make the dust? You go sprinkle water.
Another story with this type of the coat on the tree. That's the